I can only say that the work we are doing there is so important for the refugees, for the war against discrimination and racism in Germany, for the neglected people that have come all from all over the world, not necessarily refugees, but we also have the women. Women are really forgotten. We also have cases of even women from Germany who have other problems who come to us, like psychological problems, or even some undergoing things like rape. And we advise them in whatever manner we can do it. And so I believe our organization is moving forward, and we would really like people to be aware that the refugees and the people that they think are not human beings, are lesser human beings, are not actually lesser human beings. They are people who need to live like anybody else. They live. They have needs like anybody else, and that they have to be considered and remembered. And for those people, some people have stayed here in Germany for many years, 10 years. They still don't have stay, and that is not good. I just wonder how long does Deutschland really want people to stay before they recognize that these are part of us, and then they give them stay. Must people have stayed here for even longer, and they even go through lawyers and everything, and it's like they still can't get stay. It's like you must marry somebody or you must have a baby. Would like such laws to be abolished, and that maybe even after every 4 years, people who have stayed in Deutschland for 4 years should be able to get citizenship or a stay without necessarily undergoing all these hurdles of you must have a baby or that you must marry somebody. So this is a problem that refugees are having. It's so difficult, it's traumatizing, and many people have lost their heads. They came here when they didn't have any psychological problem, now they have. Some came here without being sick, now they're really sick. They have ulcers and other kinds of sicknesses because of the torment they have to undergo in this country and discrimination against their color. So would really like to know whether you are black, red or something. Actually, the real person, that is just like a dress that somebody wears. But the real person is inside, and inside we are all the same. The soul is the same. The blood is the same. We have minds the same. And we have to be recognized that way. We wish people to know that even when we come near them, and probably we are not as white, we still are human beings, and we want to be accepted like one of everybody else. And that our needs, our problems should be taken care of by the government, by Germany and the whole of Europe. We really look forward to see a change in the approach, the way people approach us, the way people think about us, the way people deal with us. We'd like to be allowed to work freely and to walk freely in the whole of Deutschland, wherever we go. We don't like, you cannot walk to this place or to that place without permission. I mean, that is very inhuman. And we would really wish that we'd be allowed to move freely like anybody else, to get jobs like anyone else. When we have our professions, we have skills. It's very discriminative that, oh, they must look for a Dutch who can do the job first. If they don't find, that's the time you get the job. And they will never find, and they don't want to give us job. There are cases whereby they have really, somebody needs a worker, and they can't find a Dutch who is ready to do that job, but they still discriminate that, okay, no, we are not going to take her, and you must continue looking for a Dutch who can do the job. Most of the dirty jobs, actually, it's the foreigners who do them. I think you have to recognize that the foreigners are really contributing a lot to the economy and development of this country just as well. They're contributing a lot. You go to Zima Mission hotel job, it's the foreigners who can do it. But the foreigners still are not allowed to work. But if they say it must be a daughter, but when a daughter goes there, they're not ready to work. One day, 2 days, they run away. But at the end of the day, it's still the refugees who have to do it. I think the refugees and every other person who is necessarily not a daughter should be allowed to work, to walk, to eat, to sleep freely like any other daughter. We are all human beings. And I think it is the work of Deutschland also to fight against inhuman discrimination against human beings, wherever they may be. They are doing this for Africa and for other places. I think they have to start here in Deutschland first before they go out. Yeah.
Thank you very much.